Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. Hey, next week we got the rivalry back, Texas and Texas A&M. It's going to be huge. If the Aggies, if they both win this week, the Aggies and Longhorns are facing off. It's basically the winner goes to the SEC championship game. So you're going to hear interviews from guests from both sides, spirited conversation. Okay, we've got Steve McKinney coming in next week here on the show. We also connect to our coverage on the ESPN Houston YouTube channel and social media. Enjoy Rebecca Creek Whiskey, Enchanted Rock Vodka, and Texas Ranger Whiskey. Not the crappy baseball team, the Cops, the Texas Ranger Whiskey, to celebrate the rivalry's return. Gig 'em and hook 'em. All next week right here on ESPN 97.5 and
9. So how does that work? When you say them, do you go whoop with the thumb? Do you do the thumb? And, or do you do...
You're not allowed to do that unless you're an Aggie.
Whoop!
We're not allowed to do that. But can you do horns?
No.
Throw up the horns?
Don't do that. And you can't do it until, I think, you're junior.
When you say hook them, can you throw up the horns?
Yeah, you can hook them.
No, not down. No, we're celebrating the Longhorns.
I am celebrating.
You're doing it the wrong way. It's up.
What did the Longhorns do to you?
I love the Longhorns.
What did the Longhorns do to you to say such terrible things?
I love the Longhorns, and I love the Milkmen on the other side.
Just, you don't participate.
The Yell Leaders, is that what you're talking about?
Don't participate the week of the game. You don't trust.
You're not taking this seriously.
You don't respect the rivalry. You don't respect the history.
I can't wait.
No, you don't. You called them Milkmen, and you did horns down.
I never did. I don't. It's accident. You can't.
It's not an accident.
Okay, what is the H? You got to do it sideways? You got to do the H sideways.
Well,
otherwise,
kind of
you're doing horns up or horns down. You can't do that.
Right.
You got to go look.
You know,
for
I invented that move for the Texans. What? I invented the horns.
You did?
Yep. I was doing that.
You invented many doorknobs years ago. Too, I think you
2003,
told
I invented that for the.
You did?
Yeah.
No.
And I turned it this way, but I had them wider. This is more an H. So I kind of invented it. So, but I don't get any credit for it.
So what's allowed?
The Lance Zierlein horns?
What's allowed?
H.
So if I want to throw up the H, it's kind of at an angle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to be at an angle.
If I'm celebrating the Longhorns in a tremendous victory,
it's forward.
That's
it's
down.
Forward, and you widen out the horns.
Right?
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
But if I hate the Longhorns and I want bad things to happen to them,
you widen it out and you
widen
go down.
Widen out and I do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you see how you did your rip? That's how they do that and the U. So they do the U like that, and they do the horns
like
that.
Hey, Longhorns, psych!
Yes, people do that a lot.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I'm just trying to make sure, get my hand signals right.
You could be watching a Penn State-Rutgers game, and some random fan will be doing that in the stands, like, hey, somebody just did horns down in the stands. You'll be watching a wrestling match, AEW, and somebody in the background, you'll see doing a horns down. Like, it's amazing. This
everywhere.
Thing has traveled. It games that don't Oklahoma. I think I saw an Oklahoma City Sacramento games where people were doing horns down. It doesn't even make any sense.
But,
La Liga. Mm-hmm. I saw Betis versus.
That's funny
Getafe
you say that.
Versus
yeah.
Betis, and all of a sudden, there's a horns down right there from Getafe.
But this is a week. Now we won't be here next Thursday. So we're from Thursday to Wednesday. Today until Wednesday, we're celebrating that great rivalry being back.
That's right.
Texas versus A&M. And it could be for not all the marbles, but a lot of them.
Well, it's for a spot in the championship.
Many marbles.
Many marbles, but not all of them, because winning the titles, all the marbles, but getting there.
Listen, A&M gets the championship with their two losses. They move up into the. So did you hear Kirby Smart? Kirby Smart
What's
went
he whining about again?
Huh?
What's he whining about this time?
He said, how are we 10th? He said, we've got
because
the
you lost to Alabama and Ole Miss. Country. That's why you're 10th. You lost to Alabama and Ole Miss, and they're either 7th or 9th.
At
that's
least
why.
They didn't lose to Vanderbilt.
College.
You can't, you
they
don't,
didn't lose to Arkansas.
Sorry, you lost.
But I love how there was actually people who thought that we would have so much less complaining now.
What is he
now
talking
that it's
about?
Expanded, you know.
No, it's always going to be.
It's way worse.
No, it's always going to be. It's always going to be.
Because there was only.
And still complaining in the 68-team NCAA tournament.
You had two. Yeah, but no one listens to that. Like, who are we complaining about? They're bad teams.
Well,
anyone complaining,
no,
like,
but when it's
you got to suck.
Listen, last year at four teams, Georgia was out. I mean, oh, well, sorry. You lost the game. Sorry,
how
you're
are
out.
You 10?
This is going to be the same way this year. When you got the 12, like, and you got the 12 three. And the 13th, they're going to be
But now
like,
it's about seeding and where you rank. You hear that. Kirby's already, why are we ranked 10th? Now it's about rank,
it's
seeding,
obvious
and all
why
that
you're
crap.
10th, because they're not going to elevate two lost teams up into the top five to put you at 6. You have to be behind
win.
Alabama and Ole Miss because they beat you.
Who cares? Go on the field and go win a game.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I mean, they've looked like crap at times this year.
Yeah, they beat Tennessee, so now they're back in it. They don't have to worry about it. They won their last two. They're going to be in the playoff. But logically, everyone knows why you're 10th. Why are you asking that question?
So Indiana plays the same schedule as Georgia.
Sorry. Guess I've heard that argument before. You know what? Indiana doesn't have any margin for error because they don't play your schedule. You know the benefit of playing the SEC? Yeah. You get a lot margin for error where you can lose a couple games, win another one, and get elevated.
That's right.
People are discussing Indiana if they get beat by two touchdowns, falling completely out of it. They don't get the margin for error that you do. So take it as a benefit and look at the teams ahead of you. Oh, look, Alabama's ahead of us. Oh, did they beat us? Yes. Ole Miss is ahead of us. Oh, did they beat us? Yes. That's why you're 10th.
Yeah. And they beat Tennessee, and Tennessee's behind them.
Yeah, right. That's the logic of what's
Tennessee's
going on right
the team
now.
Team that's outside looking in, right
because
now.
They just lost to Georgia.
Yeah, right.
I don't know,
but Tennessee's like, wait a minute, didn't we beat
you? Beat Alabama, yes, but sorry, this is just you lost later in the year. That's always been a college football thing too. You lost later than the other teams, and you get punished more.
Yeah. Anyway, there's always going to be whining on the 69th NCAA team.
I can't wait for Georgia to go play in some cold weather place just so Kirby can whine some more. I hope they're a road team and without a bye. I don't know if it's Indiana or Ohio. Well, that's what I'm saying. If they somehow made it to the championship game, but without a bye, I hope they go up to like Penn State and he can whine about that too.
There's something bothering Lance right now. I mean, he's like more so than Kirby Smart. We've been doing this show for over 25 years. I've never seen you shake your leg as much as
no,
you're doing
it's,
now.
No, it's been happening for years.
No, but I know, but not.
Well, the chair didn't squeak as much. You just didn't notice it. Well, I'm just worried about that. They're going to.
Something's
like, literally
bothering
Georgia,
you right now. Do you want to get it off your chest?
Yeah, Georgia's 10th.
And Georgia's 10th, and this is bothering you?
I don't think it's fair. Georgia never gets any benefits. Everyone's out to get Georgia. Everyone's out to get Kirby Smart. I don't think it's fair what happens to the SEC, how people treat them so badly every year in the playoffs. They get treated so terribly.
Well, Georgia didn't get in last year, and they, you know what?
Didn't win.
Yeah.
Oh, don't lose the SEC title game.
You know what? We'll make it a 5-team playoffs this year so Georgia can get in. Big deal anyway. Florida State didn't get in. That's the one. Not Georgia. Florida State was undefeated and didn't get in, John. They were undefeated and did it again. We forget about that because all their players quit after the season was over, and then they still went to a bowl game. I would have just said, we ain't accepting this. We're not going.
Well,
to
the ACC is like, we want that Orange Bowl money. You better go.
This was the worst. And then you had guys who were going to come back, who said they were going to come back, and then they saw their teammates who were going to go, and they knew the ass-kicking was inevitable, and they're like, I want plausible deniability that I was not at this game. Because what Georgia and Kirby did to them was so bad. Like, they should have called that at half. You shouldn't have made them play a second game. You didn't have to do that to Florida State. Florida State's never recovered. Look at them now. Florida State is the Dallas Cowboys of college.
Well, they treated
right
that
now.
Game like it didn't matter, and it's run into this year where losing is now their thing. They're like, the entire program, the media around them treated them like, oh, we're 13-0. They didn't even take that game into account because of all the departures, everyone getting ready for the NFL. So, like, that game doesn't matter. Even though, you know, the players on that team were going to return and play, they decided, we're 13-0. Don't worry about that. And look what's happened this year. A disaster. One win over Cal. They better.
You are loving this.
Hey, look, I laugh when it happened.
Been thinking about what you're going
to
say.
No, I mean, look, once you get to like 1-9, it's no more joy. Like losing to Georgia Tech on opening day, I was like, yes, look at you guys, losers. But now it's like, oh, okay, whatever. Go
Who's
out there.
Got a worse situation. It looks like Billy's coming back to Florida.
Yeah, they made Norvell that announcement.
Norvell has got to come back, right? Well, Brian Kelly's got to come back.
Yeah.
I mean, those are all terrible
The problem for Norvell is it's very hard to build it back up after you had it at a certain point and then it fell down. Can you do that one more time? Can you raise the program back after you already had to do it the first time? Napier, he's probably in a tough situation just because he may not be good enough. Brian Kelly, they hate him, apparently. Yeah. But as far as the actual job itself, Norvell convincing everyone that they can rise to the top of the mountain again, I think, is more difficult than anything else. Because Napier can just say, we're still building. We haven't hit our peak yet. Look, we just beat LSU with an injured team, and we're building someplace. Kelly's got the state of Louisiana to recruit, and if he can do that, he's always going to have a shot.
Yeah.
Norvell, it's going to be tough for him.
Mm-hmm. You hate that.
I think Norvell's actually a pretty good coach, but he's in a tough, like, maybe he's best at a position that's not. He was great at Louisiana. Maybe he's best.
That's Napier. You mean Memphis.
Yeah.
Norvell's at Memphis.
No, I said, I meant
Napier.
Napier. Okay. Oh, wait, but you were talking about Napier.
Yeah.
Napier, and then we switched to Norvell. But we're talking about both.
I'm talking about Napier.
Yeah, Napier's in a bad spot. They're in a bad spot with him, too.
I don't. Norvell is just, that fell off the train. They made all this splash. They spent a bunch of money on building the defensive line through portal, and it has backfired dramatically on them. No quarterback play; they've been terrible. But I Napier, you know, you think about this.
They played better now.
Chris Signetti came from was it Coastal?
No, James Madison.
It's Chris Kinetti. Yeah. It's Chris Kinetti and Kirk Signetti. You keep doing this. Yeah. It's Chris Kinetti. It's a local guy.
Oh, his name is Kirk. Yeah.
Kurt Signetti.
I will call him Chris for the rest of his life.
No, he's
I've done it 100%
by the way,
the
put some respect. You just got a big, big contract.
No, that's what I mean. Don't worry. Yeah. Jimbo's fine. Kurt's fine. He's going to be fine.
Even Kevin Sumlin. I mean, Sumlin Kirk Signetti.
Sumlin's fine. Even if he goes back to be in Indiana, he's paid for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
So if he wants to basically quit on football,
you turn a team around like that, and look at with no history whatsoever.
Yeah, like Sumlin in 11 with the Aggies in the SEC. You mean like that? It's incredible. Can I give you two contracts at once? Can I give you one contract, Kevin, so that for the next 3 years, and then give you even more
Aggies
money for the next one?
Have been a big program forever. Indiana is the doldrums in football.
Like we talked about quarterbacks, I would have waited to the second year.
But he would have been poached this
offseason. Then it's better than having him be around for the next 4 years because you're Indiana.
They might like him, but
it'll turn if all the transfers from James Madison, they eventually go away. How are you going to build a program paying that
there's
guy
no
the
amount
way
of money
you're paying
that, him? There's no amount of money that will keep a college football team if they really want him from taking him from you. There's no amount, there's nothing you can do. If he really wants, you know, they'll take, it's like there's nothing you can do if
Florida came calling.
If a UFC heavyweight tries to take your girl, you're pretty much done unless you have a weapon. That's the same thing.
Or maybe she's loyal.
Unless she's loyal. Yeah. But in this scenario, coaches are never loyal.
Yeah.
Coaches are not staying with you.
Coaches
ain't loyal.
Coaches are thoughts, yeah.
Yeah. No, they are.
These hoes ain't loyal.
You know who I'm loyal to? Coors Light. I'm definitely loyal to my Coors Light.
There's no amount of money that can pry you away from Coors Light.
Nope.
I'm convinced of that.
Nope. That's my beer, and that's going to be my beer, and that's it. I'm loving me some Coors Light, going to love me some Coors Light, will love me some Coors Light. I made a commitment. I'm married to Coors Light, okay? And that's it. And I'm not straying, okay? You need to not stray either from your favorite beer. And that, make it Coors Light. You know when the mountains is blue, because then it's cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. You got to love that. You got to love that you know when you look at your beer, that it's sitting there and it's going, I'm cold. Well, you don't know that with other beers because they're stupid. They're not as smart as Coors Light. Coors Light's just smarter because it can tell you when it's cold. The other beers can't. They're stupid. So here's the deal. Drink cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light with that beautiful, wonderful water from Colorado. And let's go. Let's keep Texas chill, everybody, with cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
See how smart Trump is. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here with us here on the show. Tim Settle. Landry
Locker.
Yeah,
I like him. I like Tim Settle.
I know. I like Tim Settle.
I'm going to keep him on the team for the rest of the year.
Well, okay, great. Landry Locker had a nice little interview with him, and Tim Settle's got some personality. We didn't know. No one knew that because we hadn't heard from Tim Settle much. But Tim Settle has done a really nice job, actually, inside. He's looked pretty good. He's made some plays this year. He's disruptive. He thinks... Here's Tim Settle on Tim Settle. Here's Landry Locker in a little tete-a-tete with Tim Settle.
I feel like once one of us get going, it kind of like a domino effect. D-Hunt got it going this week, and I fed off of him. You know, me and him play on the same side a lot. So, if you pay attention earlier in the game, I kind of set my sack up this past week. And, you got to just psych on the perfect pitch. I feel like I got interviewed. Somebody interviewed me how hard it was to get a sack. It's hard. You just got to wait for the opportunity in the right time. But we got Will back this week, man. The sack's only going to keep coming.
You feel like it should have been one half, 1.5?
Nah, I definitely should have had two. I missed one. I get an opportunity every game. So, just finishing your rep, finishing your opportunity, But I think I'm one of the best rushers in the interior in the league, and I hope that everybody that's going against me, y'all get a good glimpse of this because I'm like that.
Okay. I was going to ask you because whenever we're talking about, surprises and stuff, I'll be honest. I'm like, yeah, Tim Settle's been surprising. It's been a lot of production. Looks like he belongs. Why should we not be surprised what you're doing right now?
I've been doing it. Obviously, I didn't have all the opportunities, in past teams or situations where it wasn't up. I feel like this team believes in their players, and I feel like they believe that we're going to be able to get it done. And that's another thing. When you got coaches and you got teammates and everybody that's in the organization just behind you, it's easy to execute at a high level.
What kind of watch you get this time?
I'm going to Rolex, man. We're going Rolex. And when I do get my six sacks this week, I'm going to replace all the other watches I didn't get. It's coming. We're going to get this sixth one.
Go to Zadig, sir. Go to Zadig.
Zadig. Mm-hmm. Tim Settle believes he's one of the best interior rushers in the league.
Well, he beat Zach Martin one-on-one for a clean sack last week. He's done a nice job, the Texans. But, you do wonder, I think he's feeding off, he's talking about teammates feeding off each other. I think these guys do feed off D'Amico, feed off the energy of each other. That sounds pretty good because you think about this, before Khalil Davis was traded, for 2 years or a year and a half, he got some penetration. Mario Edwards got penetration when he was in there.
Coming back.
They get penetration from the interior. They do a good job. Really good job. That's what the weird thing is. They got these such
Foley.
A high pressure.
Foley, has,
Foley was has been really good. Man, Foley has really turned into a nice player for the Texans. Yep. Again, run and pass.
Yep. No, the interior is a big surprise. Actually, Tim Settle, Foley, Mario Edwards, they're a lot better than we thought it was going to be. But D'Amico said last offseason, we're beefing up the defensive line. Oh, you think Danielle Hunter? Listen, Danielle had a couple of quiet games. Danielle Hunter is a monster. Mm-hmm. Danielle Hunter's moves are next level. He is a holy crap. And the effort level that he puts out there, he was a beast against the Lions. He really was.
And you know what's so important? Think about how funny this is. You wouldn't have really known that. You wouldn't have talked about it unless somebody like Brian Baldinger strings a bunch of stuff together and creates a video.
He's been.
Yeah, we see him, but we didn't know he did all that.
Yeah.
You're not watching, unless you go back and watch tape, all 22 of all the guys, or you focus just on him, which luckily Baldinger does. But when he does stuff like that, it really brings to the table. Man, maybe we're not giving enough credit to Hunter.
Yeah. Okay, quickly, the offensive line. I'm a little nervous. Jeffrey Simmons didn't practice yesterday because they rested him. He's going to be well rested and ready. I'm a little worried for Juice this week. Just a little.
It's going
to
be.
I think Jeffrey Simmons is one of the best defensive tackles in the league.
All your protections, you're going to have to slide that way. You're going to get beat one on one. Like, it's not great. It's not going to be great. I don't know what to tell you. It's going to be not too great.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Simmons against anyone in the Texans interior is not great. No. It's not great against most players, most guards.
Yeah.
In the league,
but he's going to just bull. Yeah. I can't. I'm glad. I'm hoping Kenyon gets better. I don't know if Kenyon will ever be a Texan again. I'm kind of glad he's not here this week.
Because, oh, I'm so happy.
He's not here because no, I feel good for him. This would have been a week where he would have been. It would have been really, really bad for him. I mean,
yeah.
Jeffrey Simmons is not a matchup that's really good for Kenyon Green. No. He's bad against bull rushers, there's no better bull rusher in the league.
Leave Kenyon alone. Worry about Juice.
Yeah, you think it's going to be a good time for Juice?
No, Juice has got some problems. Juice is going to have a couple.
Kenyon's like,
Juice will have a couple more holding penalties.
I'm sitting here on the IR again, and this loser is talking about how bad I am against Simmons.
No, I feel good for him. I said I feel good that he's not there.
You're telling me how bad he was going to be against Simmons when he's already out for the season.
Well, I'm just saying how good I feel for him because I would have felt bad for him on Monday. I would have felt really, really bad for him on Monday. Now I'm not going to feel bad for him on Monday. I'm going to feel bad for Juice.
You're probably going to feel bad for Juice. I mean, that's what happens when you go against, you know, the best of the best.
Yep.
So the Titans have a weird thing going on where the total yardage, they're the second best team in football on defense, giving up yards, but they've given up 30 TDs, which wouldn't rank you as far as points scored. I don't know how that's happened. I'm sure there's some special team stuff, some Will Levis stuff
Will
going
Levis
on there.
Gives you good field position.
Yeah, and some direct touchdowns from turnovers.
It's true.
So yardage, they have been pretty stingy, second in the league. So I know it's the Titans and they're bad overall, but their defense is going to give them some issues.
Didn't we have – this was earlier this year, like second week. What the F are you doing?
Yes, Will Levis.
Yeah. Callahan's running down the sideline.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
It was the second consecutive week he did something nuts. Yes. Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago.
No.
So, I mean, I'm hoping I get that Will Levis.
Yeah, we're looking for
that. I don't want a more mature Will Levis.
Yeah, I don't want the Will Levis that the Titans see something in or giving him more time. No. I want the guy who's getting yelled at by his head coach. What the F are you doing?
Oh, he's still in there. He's just got to wait it out.
He'll be there.
He'll be, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You'll probably see that guy.
Yeah, hopefully.
What were you just doing?
What were you thinking?
That was after. Was that? That was week two or week three?
They were that. I don't
because we know the Chicago Bears lost.
Yeah,
but then it was another one on the other side of the field.
It was the next week.
And he threw it backwards.
They're in the red zone, and he like jumped, and he was parallel to the ground and threw it, and it was a lateral. Yeah, yeah.
Great. I need one of those. I need.
Remember, you got beat
Levis copter.
Didn't you have Levis? Something. Didn't Levis somebody get you beat that week? Were you playing him, or was it defensively the Bears? I thought you lost the fantasy football game.
I think it was because
of Levis's play.
Yeah.
I think the Bears scored a defensive touchdown or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
No way you would have been playing Will Levis.
I hate Will Levis. No, there's no way. But he helped. Yes, he will help the defense to beat you. Yes, Will Levis will do that. All right, 713-780-3776. Reminder, turkey, the Thanksgiving coming up, and you've got less than a week to get yours from Demeris Barbecue, DEMERIS.com. That Cajun fried turkey is the best turkey you'll ever eat. I'm not even joking. So if you're looking for that and all the fixings, you got it at Demeris Barbecue. They've been doing this for years. They're experts. They know how to do it. Get in now because they run out. So you want to make sure that you get yours. But go to Demeris, DEMERIS.com. Get your turkey on. I'm talking right now about Robin. Robin was just here this week. And how about this? They're doing now concrete work. They're putting in patios. So you got a backyard and you got your patio furniture. Well, you need a patio. Okay. If you got patio furniture, don't you think you should have a patio? Yes, I think that. So you want to save that furniture. You want to save that outdoor furniture. So you want to do that. Okay. Because it rains, it gets rusty, all of the things. It's older. But Robin reiterated with me. She said, man, I'm telling you, over the last couple of years, the steel in the patio furniture is just not good. It's just not as good. So if you have older stuff, you really want to save that. You really want to keep that. And the way to do that is to powder coat it at Houston Powder Coaters. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Great time for the HOAs, all you outdoor pools. You want to do your patio furniture, and you want to do your furniture now, your chairs that people lay in and they get wet and rained on and everything else. You need them powder coated. Now's the time to do it before the pools open back up. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 is the number. You want to get in here with us, 713-780-3776. Our Rockets won last night on a night where they were celebrating the 30th anniversary of the first championship in the city of Houston. That was nice. And they did their strength. I mean, they gave up some points at the end, 113, which they normally don't. They average like 106 a game that they give up. So they're one of the best defense. But a lot of that was garbage time that they got those three offensive rebounds by the Pacers. Three. Out-rebounded totally. The Rockets, the best defensive rebounding team in the league. They are relentless defensively out on the perimeter now with Amen and Tari and Fred VanVleet.
Defends though. Yeah. But like the energy is there.
Yeah.
Not just two guys. Like that team actually picks you up further. They pick you up beyond the 3-point line. It's so much more. It's just the idea that just freewheeling basketball with no guardrails is fun to watch. Even if you lose, that's the biggest lie there is.
Mm-mm.
And the idea that hard-nosed play that, you know, can be grinded out basketball, that's not fun to watch, that's a lie too. There is joy to be taken from when your team physically dominates another team and takes their will from them. That is to be celebrated and enjoyed. We as humans have to enjoy that even more when your team takes the will to play from another team. Do you know the Rockets scored 30 points or more in all four quarters? All four quarters. Now, they were playing at a really high pace yesterday, which Indiana plays at a high pace too, so that's kind of normal. But, man, they were playing up-tempo.
The difference was just you could play at an up-tempo, but you also can play defense at an up-tempo. Here is The Athletic. The Athletic is reporting the Rockets are not interested in breaking up their core for Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo. Sources tell The Athletic. Houston sitting at 10-5, now 11-5.
Yep.
And a game out of first in the West remains focused on developing its young players as a collective. I have a feeling that came from Ime. I have a feeling. I don't know. You know what? They're going to listen.
Do you think Patrick, Ime would leak that to somebody?
And Rafael make the calls. Tillman oversees. But they listen to Ime now. There's a lot of organizations that don't listen to their they're making decisions unilaterally. I don't care what the coach thinks. Who knows what? They listen to Ime. They listen to Ime about not getting James Harden. They listen to Ime about I don't know if he had a hand in Amen. I don't know. I don't know that for sure. But they loved when Amen fell to them at four. But they believe in Ime, and I wouldn't be at all surprised. I know this. Ime's going to be in on. If you're going to make a big call on Giannis Antetokounmpo and trading away a lot of your young talent, your good young talent, Ime is going to definitely have a say.
I think it would be a strangely unpopular trade. Like I know that it's sometimes some of you may think it's easy to say that because when you get. Like, I didn't love when the Rockets traded for Charles Barkley, and they had a young core, and they broke it up. But I didn't like it. But even though I didn't like that trade, and I was against it, when you have a star player, like, there's something fun. There's something different. There's something, holy crap, you know, what could we be with Giannis? I just think it's going to cost, if I'm the Bucks, these terrible trades I see people formulating who are primarily Rocket fans, just because you put a trade suggestion up where salaries match and it's on a graphic, that doesn't mean it has any validity. Just because you have a nice graphic, people get fooled into saying, hey, this is actually out there right now. The Rockets could do that. One of my sons sent me, I said, no, it's not. It's just a graphic. It's just some guy made a graphic that showed, and it was like Tari Eason, Steven Adams, Jeff Green. It was something that I'm like, and a bunch of draft picks. If I'm the Bucks, I would tell you, are you out of your mind? The only way you can play this game is to make a trade for the Bucks. The only way you can realistically is say, what would you want if you're the Bucks? Would you want Jalen Green and Steven Adams and Jeff Green?
No, you would want Alpi.
It starts with Alpi, and then you want either Tari or Ahmed.
Yeah.
You got to have both those guys. Nope. And right now, I just personally, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. I don't know that this is a championship team, but it sure is fun to watch them grow and be a lot better basketball team than we've seen the last couple of years.
I don't think they're not a championship team. I don't think it's been defined that they don't have the makings of a right. – it doesn't mean you can't twist and turn some things in the roster.
Well, they already did with Brooks and Fred VanVleet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't tell me that they for sure can't win a championship with this general iteration. Once again, there's moves and changes you can make. But this, you know, on sourdough bread, you have to have a starter, right? You have a starter. Yeah. They've got the makings of getting to a very high level right now. Now, how you click the tumblers in place, that's for Rafael Stone and Ime Udoka. What I am worried about is, could a trade where you get rid of so many young core players be a misstep and you accidentally close a window a little bit on yourself, just slightly? I am worried about that a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't like it from the get-go. Getting rid of the young talent for Giannis, I don't know. I liked to watch this team. This is a fun team to watch. And it's funny. I mean, how they're mirroring the Texans is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The terror, the havoc that they create, defensively, that's what the Texans are doing.
Pass rush swarm, yeah.
The Texans are number one, according to the 33rd team, on creating havoc defensively. The Rockets are incredible. Tari Eason had six steals in 23 minutes. Six steals in 23 minutes.
Right.
That is insane. It is crazy. He and Amen Thompson and Alpi and VanVleet and Brooks. And Brooks came in here as the guy that was going to establish a defensive presence.
Well, maybe it's helped.
Yeah.
Actually, having him out on the court in practices, maybe that's helped
a lot. I think the biggest impact is Ime saying, come sit here. You're not playing defense? Come sit right here. You sit next to me.
And I love that there were so many people who were all fussy when guys had to sit.
Yeah.
It's the best thing that ever happened.
Yep.
You got to learn that if you don't do what I want you to do, you're grounded.
What did Saban say? The biggest – it was just came out. I just saw it this week. Saban said the biggest inspiration for a guy to play hard is benching him. Benching him.
Mm-hmm.
Like you come here, you're not going to play. That is the biggest inspiration for a guy to play as hard
now,
as
now, the
can.
Difference now is they'll just get in a portal. They just go, See, my kids can't portal out. But I can bench them, which is groundings.
Yeah.
You can bench your own kids, and they don't
take
like
away
it.
Their phones.
Oh, that's a bench. That's a severe bench.
No, yeah, yeah.
That's a suspension.
Yes, it is. That's a league suspension.
That's a league suspension. Your boy Dylan Brooks, ever since you were big up him with shooting.
Yeah, he's not as good right
two
now.
Two of 13 for 3 points.
Oh, for seven last night.
Like, you can't get too excited when he's doing it. Like,
oh,
that's
for
nice.
Seven last night.
It's nice that he was shooting well for a while.
He'll be when 30. He's doing well, you give him his props.
Yeah.
And but, when he's not,
but
you say
don't
it.
Act like that's who
no,
he's
no, but
be.
I'm not, but I'm going to give him props when he's doing
it felt
stuff.
Like you thought he had fixed his 3 points.
He did
shot.
Fix it. Except it got broke again. You know, sometimes, like your shoulder, it's all great, right? No, sometimes it hurts again.
Well, actually for the Rockets, so far this year, so his three-point shooting now is actually down to 36%. It was 40-something, now he's all the way down to 36. His career is 34.6. Last year he was 35.9.
So, who?
Dylan Brooks.
That's 3-point shooting? That's pretty good.
I'll take that for Dylan
really,
Brooks.
That's pretty good.
I'll take that for Dylan
34%?
Brooks. 34%? Yes. I'll take it for Dylan Brooks.
That's better than 50% true
no
shooting.
No question.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's fine. I'll take 34% all the time for
Bama. Well, I want a little higher. He's career 34-6, and yet nobody ever said they wanted him shooting a lot of threes. Because when he goes off the charts, he goes off the charts. But he's not actually, he's not as bad a three-point shooter statistically as I thought. His worst 2 years were his last 2 years in Memphis. Now, that also, well, no, I mean, he's shot almost six threes. He's shot over five threes a game now for one, two, three, four, five out of the last 6 years. I'd like for him to get better as he gets older, maybe end up at 37%. I'd like that, 38%. Pat Beverly got to be where he was a pretty good three-point shooter. Everyone used to think Pat Beverly was a disaster with his three-point shooting, and the reality is he actually became a much better three-point shooter late in his career. Well, with the Rockets at least. He had a 30. Look at the Rockets. Pat Beverly, 38% from three, 40% from three. Then he was 35, 36, 37% with the Rockets.
I don't care about Pat Beverly.
42% with
the Heat. I care about Dylan Brooks going 0 for 7.
Actually, I take it back. Pat Beverly got worse as his career went on.
Take it back. Take it back.
No. With the Rockets, he was good.
He was all right. He was all right.
His career three-point shooting was 37%. If Dylan Brooks can get to 37% as a Rocket, I'll be very happy. Now, you got 2 years left to do it. Because we ain't giving you no more money.
Okay, we got breaking news coming around on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And invite somebody you're sick of. Somebody you are sick
Embiid,
of.
Embiid, out for the year.
Yeah. No, that's not it. But Vanderford Air, I mean, if you're sick of having hot house.
Yeah, I'm not sick of Vanderford Air. And, you know, it's actually cooler house today. Where's your house? Where's your furnace? Are you going to be ready? It's, look, you're getting a little taste of cooler weather, but I don't know, your furnace may not even come on. You may say, it's fine, let the house get down to 68, I'm fine with it. That may be what you're dealing with. But it might actually get colder in your home, and you want to have that furnace ready to roll. So I reached out to Robert and the crew over at Vanderford. I'm having them come out and run the checkup on my system. They're going to go through everything, including my whole home dehumidifier, which they put in. Yes, I keep my dew point legitimately under 60% at all times in my house. With the whole home dehumidifier, takes the humidity out of the air and then puts the air back in. But I also have the furnace I want to get checked out. I want to make sure that the drain, that they clean out the drain from the emergency drain, that's going to be a big deal. Vanderford Air just makes sure that your air conditioning is running the way it's supposed to. They make sure your furnace is running the way it's supposed to, and they want you to be as efficient as possible so that you can save money and be comfortable. 281-557-COOL. That's 281-557-COOL.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We're going to have a very busy 9 o'clock hour, so let's give you guys a chance to win something. Do you want to see the Cougs in their final home game of the 2024 season? I'm going to give you the chance right now. Caller 5, 713-780-3776. Wants a pair of tickets to see the Cougs play the Baylor Bears out at TDECU at 6 p.m. on Saturday. It's Senior Day, and it's also the Houston Blue game. You get to see those great uniforms back in action on Saturday against the Bears. So if you don't win the tickets from us, you can also get tickets from the Cougs. Tickets start at just $15. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Come early, be loud, and wear blue, and pack that stadium. And if you're one of the first 20,000 people, you're going to get a towel. Compliments of Ford, Bud Light, UHAA, and ConocoPhillips. The Cougs in their blue uniforms against the Bears.
How about that? Man, I am so disappointed reading this story. So here's the headline.
Is this a breaking news?
Yeah, this is breaking news. The FBI is exploring whether Patrick Mahomes' Travis Kelce burglaries are part of a transnational crime ring. I originally thought Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are burglarizing homes.
Why would you think that?
Because
the wording got him?
Yeah. I'm like, totally sweet. These two are going to be kicked out of the league. They're burglarizing, and they're part of a transnational crime scene?
Yeah. That would have been a huge story.
That would have been huge.
They got their own crime ring? That's incredible.
And here it turns
and what
out
better way to sell
they
it
were
than
victims.
Burgle your own house.
They were a victim.
Well, you know what's happening to athletes all because you always know where
Jose
athletes
Altuve
are.
Jose Altuve has had it, it's happened like four times to Jose Altuve.
You should get the death penalty if you burgle Jose Altuve.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody who's that good a person.
Yes.
You should. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but you should get the death penalty.
Yeah. And just find your death warrant.
Where did you get that?
Was some judge talking to someone who just got the death penalty?
I just signed your death warrant. Yeah. I didn't even know you had that in your bag.
I just signed your death warrant.
That should.
Oh, he was a complete a-hole.
I don't remember the case. I just remember the sound.
God, I do. He was smug. Actually, he was happy that he had killed.
I was glad for her. Bobby Portis, Mike Conley Jr. Linville Joseph, all these guys have been burglarized.
I think it happened to Jordan Poirier, too.
Who?
Jordan Poirier happened to him.
Jordan Poirier?
You always know that you know where they are.
I'm glad his wife went home.
A road game, you know where everyone
Why?
Is.
You weren't glad Bobby Portis' significant other wasn't home?
I don't know his significant
You just care that Rachel Bush wasn't home?
Yeah, Rachel Bush, thank God.
Google this.
Oh, my God. You haven't seen Rachel Bush?
I probably have.
You have. Anyway, that makes me sad.
But she wasn't at home.
But she wasn't. Yeah, thank God. Thank God. Well,
wonder you like her. Jeez. This is the most predictable picture I've ever seen. I mean, it's halfway out of the picture. No wonder.
Yeah. Well, nothing. She's just, you know, a fine looking young lass.
Are you Irish now?
Yeah, she's Irish.
Oh, no, lass.
Would you want her to get robbed and be home during a robbery if she
was less attractive?
Mm-hmm. Or ate pancakes for breakfast?
He would not care.
No, you're nearly as
much. Least he's honest.
Imagine him feeling bad because Rachel Bush,
care as much.
Who wasn't home, had her place robbed. I feel bad for her. What?
Does she? Is
Why?
She, I'm going to take a guess. I don't know this, but I'm going to guess that she at one point was an influencer. Or currently influences.
I think she does now, doesn't she? I think she does.
Well, with the 4 million Instagram followers, I would imagine.
Well, you know, there's bathing suit pictures. You don't get to the M without bathing suit pictures.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You got to do bathing suit pictures to get up to 1 million, and she's got 4 million.
Yeah, she's good. She's talented.
Yeah, I mean, no,
talented how?
I'm worried about his stuff getting replaced and recovered.
Talented how?
She's talented. She's just
what does she
very
do?
Talented young lady.
Do you know what she does?
I'm sure skincare she influences stuff with bikinis on.
That what?
She influences stuff
with the bikinis on.
She influences things with her bikini on.
Yeah.
Is it technically? Did he tell a lie?
No, but he said talented. I'm trying to figure out what he knows about her talent.
Yeah, I don't know what. Well, maybe he knows this.
That is talent.
Was it God given?
He knows that.
Is that God given talent?
Yes. Yes.
All
talent is God given.
Not necessarily. Actually, well, frequently, no longer God-given.
Yeah, even surgeries were created by God, so they were all God-given.
God didn't create surgeries?
He did.
What are you talking about?
On the eighth or ninth day.
No, what you're supposed to say, God gave the surgeon the talent to.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, that's what you would say.
Yeah.
But he didn't create the surgeries.
Yeah.
Well, she better not watch that Demi Moore movie I just watched yesterday.
Oh, The Substance?
Good Lord.
That was rough. I've only seen the first like 25 minutes of it. The first
25
really, minutes
you
was
even
rough.
Think it's rough.
I'll finish the movie, but the first 25. Ooh, okay. This is where we're at.
yeah. Oh no, it takes you for a ride. You feel bad for Demi Moore. It's trust me. But it is over the top now. It is over the top. The shots you get in the workout clothes.
The 80s workout clothes.
Yeah, the 80s workout clothes. It's so intentionally over the top, it's wild.
Talk about assaulting your eyes.
Oh, there's a lot of eye assault going on.
Oh, yeah.
Not your kind of assault, though.
What do you mean? No. Well, yeah. No.
John won't like that.
Well, what?
There's just things we know you'll like and won't like in a show.
Okay. All right.
In a show where people in workout clothes.
Okay. All right, well, there you have it. It's called Substance?
The Substance.
The Substance.
Yes.
All right, The Substance. I've got to watch that now after the disclaimer, because you guys were right about the third and fourth episodes.
Well, yes.
You were absolutely dead on.
But the turn in episode
now,
7.
I can trust you to.
The turn in episode 7 made 3 and 4 a little less
Yeah,
great.
We'll always have three and four.
Yeah. We'll always have episode three and four, though. You can't take that from me.
No, you can't.
I went and watched episode three again the other day.
You did?
Apropos of nothing. I'm just like, let me just see what happened in three again.
You forgot.
I refreshed my memory about this show.
So soon.
Bing, bang, boom. Diddly, biddly, biddly, boop.
Even when you got the context of how it actually went down?
I don't care.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Even still.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to use your imagination there, Joe.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Well, no, you don't.
You don't really have to use your imagination.
Time to talk about Gulf Coast Windows. Beauty. Okay, so here's the deal. All you guys, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Linville Joseph, get you some Gulf Coast Windows, okay? That's how solved. The bad guys have a hard time getting in with the Gulf Coast Windows. So I'm telling you, double pain, double strength. They are, and the beauty, the security, the privacy, all of those things, they really matter, and they matter with Gulf Coast Windows. They matter with Jim Fiume, who's been doing this forever. He loves putting windows in for people. Been doing it for over 35 years now, 36 years going on, and he is the best in the business, has been the best in the business, will continue to be the best in the business. I mean, when you go and see the quality and then the installation, the warranty that you're going to get, and the top-notch everything, first class at Gulf Coast Windows. You're going to put in windows? Don't skimp. Really, don't. Because you're going to improve the value of your home every time when you go with Gulf Coast Windows. GulfCoastWindows.com, 713-849-5454, GulfCoastWindows.com. Tell Jim you heard it right here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.